wasn't a celebrity, would you be so nice to me? If I didn't have cheese like every day, would you still wanna be with me? If I couldn't buy you diamond rings and all those other expensive things, would you be so into me? If I wasn't a celebrity lately.
From best-selling author Julie Clam comes The Stars in Our Eyes, The Famous, The Infamous, and Why We Care Way Too Much About Them, an exploration of celebrity. Celebrities today have a global presence and can be, Clam writes, some girl on Instagram who does nude yoga and has 3.5 million followers, a 13-year-old Viner, and a Korean rapper who posts videos that are viewed millions of times. In the book, Julie explores why celebrities fascinate us, what it means to be famous today, and why celebrities are so damn important. Julie Clam, welcome to the roundtable. Very nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Joe. Happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this book. It's really
fascinating
stuff. And I am curious as to what brought you to the subject of having an interest in what we talk about when we talk about celebrities.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in celebrities. Fascinated as a kid at the fact that they seem to be, you know, our gods and goddesses. When I was young, the only way to find out about them was in magazines. When I got into high school, there was like Entertainment Tonight. But now it's like 24-hour, you know, internet access and channels totally devoted to it, and it's huge. And part of the thing is I was thinking about what book I wanted to write next, and every time I started to think about topics, I distracted myself with a People magazine or in Style, and there was like a light bulb that went over my head thinking, there's something here. This makes me feel happier and better and gets me out of my head. You know, why is that? Is there really a reason? You know, am I normal? And, you know, and I went to, you know, started to interview and research and found that there were many, many, many people like that. And, you know, clearly you can see by numbers of magazines sold.
All right. So let us begin with a definition. What is famous? What makes a celebrity a celebrity?
Somebody who people want to see and look at and read about. The definition of celebrity used to be a movie star or a TV star or a recording star or an athlete, where now, as you mentioned in the intro, there are self-made celebrities on social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter. YouTubers are very, you know, have become celebrities. And, you know, the whole advent of reality shows are that an average person can do a reality show and become a star, you know, because they were willing to either, you know, do something humiliating or expose some part of themselves. And so it's a pretty far-ranging area. And, you know, I mean, I think one of the things about it is that everybody can see, you know, celebrities are generally sparkly, but there are different levels of celebrities, you know, some that are huge and some that may be local, and you know, there's somebody for everyone.
What is the shelf life? I mean, this could be said for somebody who's doing nude yoga. This could be said for somebody who's starring on the latest CW show.
I don't know if there is a shelf life because, you know, one of the things that we certainly see is a celebrity burst onto the scene, be the hottest thing, seemingly disappear, and then have a comeback and be embraced again. You know, so many actors have that career. I don't think that the shelf life for the new yoga person is going to be that long. It just doesn't have, you know, I don't know how many years of nude yoga you have in you, but...
years? How about weeks, days, months? Years?
You know, yeah, I'm gonna say 3 years with absolutely no reason for saying
all
that.
Right.
But you can also see celebrities, reality show celebrities who foray into another career. Bethany Frankel made this cocktail mix and had a talk show after being a real housewife. And, you know, certainly the Kardashians have just turned their created celebrity into an empire. So if you're business-minded and smart, I guess you can stay around as long as people want to know about it.
Now, I'm fascinated by Jeremy Meeks. Jeremy Meeks has the moniker of the world's hottest felon. This was the guy who had the hot mugshot, and then when he got out of jail, they gave him a modeling contract. Now he's a celebrity. Now he's famous. Well, what the hell is going on? What? How did that happen?
In a world where Donald Trump becomes president, I think I don't think we can ask how that happened anymore. I definitely think. Sorry.
Well, no, maybe we have to ask it all the more.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things about my book is that how did we get here? How did we get to this place? And I think, I really think it has a huge amount to do with the internet and the fact that that these people can be accessed 24 hours a day, and they can tweet to you. You could follow them at their every move, and suddenly they have established legitimacy.
I want to ask you about one of my favorite chapters in your book, which is a chapter entitled My Evolving Relationship with Jennifer Aniston. Tell us a little bit about this story.
Well, I sort of found myself over the years, I don't really buy magazines on the newsstand, except if it's a Jennifer Aniston cover. And, it was sort of a subconscious thing. I think I started really loving her when I watched Friends, because I sort of related to that character. And also, she was very funny and self-deprecating. And then when she, got together with Brad Pitt, it was like, I don't know if I saw myself in that or not, or hoped or something. It was like, I was so happy for her. She looked happy. And, I talk about in the book that when she and Brad Pitt split up, I was crushed. I actually went to therapy, and I walked in, my therapist said, "What's wrong?" Because I looked upset, and I said, "This is going to sound crazy, but I'm really upset about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt breaking up." And she said, "You know how many of my patients have come in and brought that up?" So then I was realizing it wasn't just me. Clearly, there are a lot of other people. I thought at the time, later looking back, that my marriage was breaking up then, and I'm sure that there was a lot of transference into that situation. And because I'd always sort of identified with her, she is the rich, beautiful, successful version of me, if you will. And maybe it was, related to that. And I think a lot of what we put on celebrities has to do with where we come from, our backgrounds. And, she's also from, grew up on the Upper West Side of New York, where I live. It's a little nutty, I know.
So it is, but it's a different reaction than you have when Brad Pitt breaks up with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, could not care less about that. I care about the kids always. But I have a friend who is a celebrity interviewer, and he had both Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, and he said, Jennifer Aniston is like a beautiful woman you see walking down a street. Like, she is like one of us. Angelina is like Venus. She is ethereal. I mean, I say she seems like when she gets up in the morning, a bunch of bluebirds wrap her robe around her. You know, I don't relate to her. You know, her persona, she like carved a boyfriend's name into her arm. That's not me. So I don't have that. I have definitely felt upset about other celebrity breakups. Especially when you see this image, this happy image, especially when there are children, you know, you just sort of, but, you know, I went through it myself. So I look at that, you know, probably with a different eye.
What about celebrity death? Because you see it all the time where someone will pass and you think, oh, that's a shame. You know, I enjoyed their songs or I enjoyed their movies.
Right.
And sometimes there could be a celebrity that really hits you. You know, there's somebody that you're like, oh, wow, that's really sad. And you find yourself in a state of mourning because that person meant a lot to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, who a person is, where you were in your life when you discovered them, or fell in love with them, you know, we certainly saw a huge reaction. You know, last year was like that crazy year where it just seemed like one legend after another died. You know, I think, there's, you know, David Bowie or Prince who moved you and made you feel so, so special and, you know, that somebody understood you or whatever when you were, you know, in your formative years, and their death is like someone in your life. And, you know, I think a lot of them, I mean, a lot of the ones from last year felt just like they were way too young, and that's just something that gets everybody, and these were like huge surprises, and you know, people were devastated by it, and you could see it. You know, I mean, I saw the sort of cyber mourning where, you know, people changed their avatars to David Bowie and just posted videos all the time, and that was really what they needed to do, and there was sort of a community of it, you know, which is, you know, doesn't happen when you're, you know, somebody who, in your own life.
Doesn't it all get kind of creepy, though?
It's creepy if you are, you know, camping outside of their homes. I think that...
I agree with you. That's creepy.
That is creepy. But I think if you, like, look at magazines and you enjoy reading about it, this is a pretty safe guilty pleasure. There's no addiction issue to reading people. There's no weight gain. It doesn't cost anything, a few dollars, or, you know, looking at an article online or whatever. I think anybody who gets too wrapped up in anything that doesn't have to do with them is, you know, maybe should talk to somebody. I do not judge. I took my daughter last week to see the play Kinky Boots.
Yeah.
And right now, Brendan Urie, who's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, is the star of it.
Right.
And after the show, there were like 100 people waiting outside the stage door.
Yeah.
Not even people who had gone to the play. And he never came out. I mean, we were there for an hour, and I finally said, I do not care if Jesus comes out of there. We're going. and they were not, you know, it wasn't all teenage girls either. There were a wide range of people.
I've been there. I've done that. But, yeah, it's interesting. And, you just want to see the person and tell them that, you know, you enjoy what they do. The book is fascinating. It's The Stars in Our Eyes, The Famous, The Infamous, and Why We Care Way Too Much About Them. Julie Klamm is the author. Julie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.